Now, time for Fine Gardening. Good morning, Monet.
A very good morning to you, Lisma. And look, if we look outside, it's like somebody just flipped a switch. It's always amazing to me that we can go from one season to another season in Cape Town with no transition whatsoever. Just one day storms, next day sunshine. And isn't it just absolutely fantastic? So we can, looks like tomorrow, spring day, officially. We will be welcoming it in with some sunshine, which is certainly welcome after this very long winter. So this morning we're going to be chatting about an indigenous genus of plants called Plectranthus. There are about 44 different species in South Africa. And the reason why I want to talk about it is it's probably one of the most versatile group of plants that you can have in your garden. Commonly known as the spur flower, and the botanical name Plectranthus comes from the Greek plecta, which is spur, and anthus, which is flower, and the name derives from the fact that the flower spikes have these little spurs on them, and that's hence its name. And they are incredibly versatile as a group of plants because right at the top of the list, we will always refer to them generally as the masters of the shade garden. If you're looking for plants and you just don't know what to plant in a heavy shaded part of your garden, certainly start looking at the various Plectranthuses. And the beauty of it is there are so many different growth habits in terms of the varieties of Plectranthus. You get Plectranthus which are ground covers, small shrubs, large shrubs, extra large shrubs. As a matter of fact, a good couple of years ago, I had the privilege of seeing a garden that was landscaped here in Cape Town by a very well-known Cape Town landscaper, and he only used Plectranthus species, nothing else. And it was so amazing to see that this variation of the one species of plant where everything could be done with it, because the largest Plectranthus can easily grow up to 2.5-3 meters tall large shrubs, and then, as I mentioned, ground covers. So they really come to their own in shaded areas, but there are also Plectranthus species that grow in full sun, like Plectranthus neotilis and Plectranthus madagascarensis, which doesn't come from South Africa, as the name indicates, it comes from Madagascar. And these are full sun varieties. Your flower colors are actually quite diverse as well, from sparkling white all the way through to blues and purples. So even in the same bed, you can plant different Plectranthus with different colored flowers together to create a really, really nice ensemble. Taking into consideration leaf color, that's another place that Plectranthus comes into its own. We have dark green foliage, we have silver foliage, we have a green foliage with purple backing on it, and then we have varieties like Troy's Gold, which has got a golden foliage to it. So if you really want to brighten up that shade spot in your garden, it is so important to bring that sort of yellow or a little bit of gold into it in terms of foliage. Plectranthus is really, really a way to go. They are very easy to cultivate. They're very they're not finicky plants. They sort of enjoy a little bit of good composted humus-rich soil. And the ones that grow in shade need to be kept moist, but not overly wet either. Once established, they actually can become fairly drought-hardy in terms of the fact that they can become dry shade plants, just like things like clivias, quite easily. But they first need to become established. One of the things that are taken into consideration is that if you want to propagate them yourself, if they do so extremely easily, you can make cuttings from Plectranthus. It's not a complicated thing to do. Some of the varieties like Plectranthus Mona Lavender or Magic Mona, some of the newer hybrids out there, they do very well as pot plants in a semi-shaded environment. A complete show of flowers, because the beauty of Plectranthus is that they flush continuously throughout the year. They don't only have one set of flowers. You can be expecting flowers for up to 10 months of the year without a problem whatsoever. And then in terms of care, they do require a little bit of fertilization every now and then, but the most important thing is during the winter months specifically is to trim and cut your Plectranthus back to encourage new growth specifically in the spring. That is very pertinent when it comes to larger Plectranthus plants. So you don't want them to get too big because they can go a little bit woody. So you want to cut them back, and you'll find that they will bounce back incredibly quickly. They grow really, really fast. That's another advantage of our indigenous Plectranthus to take into consideration. And then lastly, if you have a problem with some of your plants in your garden, which are looking a little bit drab at the moment, and you can see that it is a nutrient deficiency, and you're fertilizing, but nothing's happening, you must remember that there is a direct correlation between soil temperature and the ability of plants to take up nutrients. So remember, while the soil is still cold, there might be fertilizer, there might be nutrients in the soil, but the plant can't actually access it due to the soil temperature being too cold. And it takes a while. There's always a lag behind for soil to warm up versus our air temperature. So what you can do to bypass that is you can apply a foliar feed to your plant. That means basically it's a fertilizer, a plant nutrient mix, which can be taken up through the leaves directly into the plant, bypassing the root system, meaning that it's a faster way to basically get those nutrients where they are needed. So if you have really, really drab plants and you have done the fertilizing but you're not seeing any change and you sort of want to speed up the process into spring, consider using a good foliar feed, and it's actually quite easy to apply. One last tip as far as that is concerned is make sure that the water that you're using is sort of at room temperature. Don't use the water straight out of a very cold tap and then apply it to the plants. That they tend to not like that at all. They go into a bit of a shock. So there we have it this morning. Our plant choice for this week, Plectranthus, the spur flower. Look at them in the garden centers, wide variety, something that one can really play around with, and an extremely forgiving plant.
Thank you, Morné. Although it's not a completely summer yet, today does remind us of a summer. So the next track we dedicate to summer. FMR.